RJ Reynolds Tobacco Company is partnering with Forsyth Technical Community College to help train workers for maintenance positions. Program Coordinator for Industrial Systems Technology at the college, Robin Petrie, says students will complete 4 16-week classes to fulfill the requirements for a machine operator certificate.
The job that we're talking about now are run and repair mechanical specialist jobs. These are people that actually would maybe operate the equipment, and then if the equipment fails, they would go in there and diagnose and troubleshoot and repair the equipment and get it back up and running so they can make production with it. Tends to be highly specialized.
There are other requirements for the positions with RJ Reynolds, but the certificate will help meet the education component. Petrie says the starting pay for these jobs will be around $28 per hour. Reynolds American, the parent company of RJ Reynolds Tobacco, has a national workforce of more than 5,000 employees. But in March, the company announced that over the next 2 years, it will restructure its operations and, in the process, lay off more than 500 people. The company says the primary reason for the downsizing is its continuing decline in demand for cigarettes nationwide. Reynolds cigarette volume was down 5.1% for 2011, compared with an industry decline of 3.5%. But Petrie says there will continue to be a growing need in the Piedmont Triad to fill jobs in maintenance production.
And I think a lot of it can be attributed to the older workforce retiring and leaving. But then again, you've had companies moving in like Caterpillar, you know, opening up their new manufacturing plant. So we're seeing some a little bit of turnaround in manufacturing, and there is demand for these kinds of maintenance jobs.
The fee for the course is $884 plus the cost of parking and books. Enrollment for the Machine Operator Certificate Program is limited. Forsyth Technical Community College will offer the classes during fall and spring semesters. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.